USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Food and Drug Administration has granted remdesivir emergency use authorization to treat the most severely ill COVID-19 patients.
I'm pleased to announce that Gilead now has an EUA from the FDA for remdesivir. And you know what that is, because that's been the hot thing also in the papers and in the media for the last little while. An important treatment for hospitalized coronavirus patients. I spoke with Dr. Khan and Dr. Fauci. I spoke with Deborah about it. We've been doing work with the teams at the FDA, NIH, and Gilead for spearheading this public-private partnership to make this happen very quickly.
The announcement came during an Oval Office meeting between President Donald Trump, HHS Secretary Alex Azar, FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn, and the CEO of Gilead Sciences. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell issued a rare joint statement declining the president's offer to provide rapid coronavirus testing for senators returning to Capitol Hill next week. They said Congress is grateful for the administration's generous offer to deploy rapid COVID-19 testing capabilities to Capitol Hill, but we respectfully decline the offer at this time, wanting to direct resources to the frontline facilities where they can do the most good the most quickly. They also stated, consistent with CDC guidelines, Congress will use the current testing protocol that the Office of the Attending Physician has put in place until the speedier technologies become more widely available. The U.S. military came out to show their support for healthcare workers on the East Coast. Fighter jets from the U.S. Navy Blue Angels and U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds continued to draw people outside, as today they flew over Atlanta, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. in honor of those healthcare workers. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced Canada is now officially banning assault-type weapons. Trudeau cited numerous mass killings in the country, which included the killing of 22 people in Nova Scotia in April, which he described as the deadliest rampage in our country's history. Trudeau said Canadians deserve more than thoughts and prayers, and Canada's Public Safety Minister Bill Blair made the announcement to Parliament.
For decades, chiefs of police, advocacy groups, grieving families, everyday Canadians have been calling for a ban of these types of firearms. Guns that were designed for soldiers to kill other soldiers and not for recreational purposes. Guns that belong on a battlefield and not on our street.
Mass shootings are relatively rare in Canada, which does have tighter gun control laws than the U.S. Trudeau said he believes the vast majority of gun owners use firearms safely, responsibly, and in accordance with the law. He also said you don't need an AR-15 to take down a deer. So effective immediately, it is no longer permitted to buy, sell, transport, import, or use military-grade assault weapons in this country. Some Texas businesses, including restaurants, malls, and movie theaters, began to reopen in response to Governor Greg Abbott's decision to let the state's stay-at-home order expire. Major theater chains are remaining closed, but some smaller theaters have chosen to reopen with heightened security measures. EVO Entertainment CEO Mitchell Roberts said the plans to reopen two of their theaters with airport-style security check-ins will happen on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.